And so a reign of 7 decades will come to a close. For 10 rather bewildering days, we have spoken of the Queen and the new King, as if they could somehow both be with us. Today, that long week of transition comes to an end. In the earliest years of her reign, a new Elizabethan age was proclaimed by some. Such was the excitement over the young Queen, the marvels of technology, and the new prosperity after the grinding grey of the Depression years, the sacrifice of World War II, and the hard road of recovery after it. And as the sound of Going Home, William Arms Fisher's adaptation of Antonín Dvořák's Symphony No. 9, stretches out across Westminster, across the capital, and the country, the door swings shut on Elizabeth, on the woman known to so many and never really known at all, on the little girl known to her grandpa as Lilibet. All remain standing as the King and the Queen Consort, preceded by the Archbishop of Canterbury and the Archbishop of York, and accompanied by the Dean of Windsor, move to the Galilee porch. Now, other members of the royal family, escorted by the canons of Windsor, also move to the Galilee porch. Members of foreign royal families, governors general, and realm prime ministers, escorted by gentlemen ushers, move to the west doors.